brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that the Lord has given me. I have a message that I want to share with you that I received on July 20th, 2020. But first I want to explain to you what you are looking at. You are getting a peek into my prophetic life by looking at this, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. I receive a lot of words, dreams, night visions, and sometimes short messages from the Lord at nighttime. And I leave a piece of paper and a pen right by my side while I'm sleeping. And the Lord often will wake me up and give me a word, or I'll have a dream and I'll have to write down that dream before going back to sleep. And I have learned to try to write things as clearly as possible so I don't have to turn on the light so I can go right back to sleep. So that is what you are looking at right now. You are looking at my night scribble that I receive things from the Lord. And I felt it was important today to show this one to you. I've never done this before, but I want to tell you why. I received this on the 15th of July of this year. And you can see the first word says Clark, C-L-A-R-K. You can see the second one says wormwood. Now, most of you know what wormwood is. It comes from Revelation 8, I think it's 10 through 11, where it talks about the third trumpet that is sounded, and a great star from heaven falls to the earth. It falls on the waters, and it causes the waters, a third of the waters, to become bitter, and many men were killed because of it. And wormwood can represent an asteroid, a comet, or some foreign object that falls from the sky, brothers and sisters. And this is a word that I received from the Lord. If you look at the word Clark, I did not know at all what the Lord was pointing to. I even looked it up in the dictionary, the name, and found out it meant scribe, S-C-R-I-B-E. And I thought, well, maybe the Lord is referring to me because I do write things down for him as messages and share them with you. So in a way, I'm kind of like a scribe. So maybe he was giving me an encouragement, or maybe to continue to give you these messages. And that's what I wrote in my prophecy journal. However, 2 nights ago, I think I got the real interpretation. Someone sent me a video of a trailer of a movie that is coming this year in August, and it's called Greenland. And it's about a comet that comes to destroy the Earth. It is a disaster movie. And in watching this trailer, I started watching it, and it didn't take too long till I recognized the name they kept saying over and over and over again. They said, Clark, Comet Clark, except for it was spelled with an E because they showed it on TV. C-L-A-R-K-E, Comet Clark. At that point, the Holy Spirit quickened within me, and immediately I remembered, brothers and sisters, the word that the Lord gave me a couple weeks ago, Clark, which I didn't have a complete interpretation for. And when I went back to look, I saw this. I saw that I wrote underneath it, wormwood. You can imagine, I was beside myself. I was shocked. I didn't even know what to think, brothers and sisters. I'm like, oh Lord, what are you trying to show me? This is another warning. This is a dire warning, brothers and sisters. We must be getting ready. We must be getting ready. You know, the Lord is coming very, very soon. And he is calling his people to be ready at all times. It does not matter if we are pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, we are to be ready at all times for the coming of the Lord. Now, I want to share something that's very important, I believe, and maybe it's pure coincidences, but I don't know. Is there such a thing as coincidences in this world? I believe maybe it was a God coincidence. Before the Lord showed me this video of this comet, Clark, I watched Pastor Dana's, one of his latest dreams that he put out there about what's happening at the end of September. And I'll tell you, it sure sounded like, when he described the end of September, it sure sounded like the rapture to me. I don't know. You get to listen to it and see for yourself. I will have all of these links that I'm talking about down below for you in the description box. Then I listened to Sister Mary's video, because this one is circulating once again. It's becoming viral. It's about September 28th, the date September 28th. But you know, she posted this in 2016, 4 years ago. And the Lord told her in a message, disaster is coming September 28th. I looked up September 28th and I found it falls on the Day of Atonement of this year. That's highly significant, because I believe that the prophetic timeline falls on prophetic Jewish holidays. There is a pattern for this. We could even see this going back to the blood red moons and going back to the Revelation 12 that happened in 2017. There is a pattern of things happening on Jewish feast days. And then I did something else. I thought, well, September 28th falls on Day of Atonement of this year. How about in the upcoming years? Does September 28th fall on any other Jewish holidays? And what I found was the next Jewish holiday for September 28th is in 2030. That's 10 years from now, brothers and sisters. I don't think we have 10 years from now. So could it be that Sister Mary's prophecy, could it be for this year? I don't know. The Lord has not given me any dates. However, when you look at what Pastor Dana says, I think he was referring to this year. I actually don't know if he was giving just September or September of this year. I don't remember that. However, I am sounding the alarm once again, brothers and sisters, because that's what the Lord has called me to do. I am to be a watchwoman on the wall and to let you know when things, when the Lord has given me warnings. And I believe this is a warning once again. I don't know if it's this year, but I don't think we have very much longer. One more thing I'd like to share with you before I give you this encouraging message that the Lord has given me. Please hang in there and listen to it, because I feel it's very encouraging, as well as some warnings are in that as well. Several years ago, the Lord showed me, and I don't know if it was missiles or bombs or asteroids or comets, but I saw all this fire falling on the earth all at once. And then I heard in my spirit that when that happens, that his bride is going to be lifted up. So it's kind of like the great exchange. As disasters are coming from the sky, whether it be man-made, whether it be from asteroids, comets, then the Lord is going to be lifting up his people. So it's going to be one, it's going to happen at the exact same time. So I just wanted to put that out there. I don't think I've ever shared that before. All right, brothers and sisters. You know, Jesus is coming very soon. He's coming very soon. It's later than you think. It is later than you think. It doesn't matter what your position is of when Jesus is coming. What matters is that you are ready. So bride, prepare now and do not wait any longer. Get right with the Father and ask for him to renew your first love with him. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and read this message to you. The earth will be laid bare at the coming of the Lord. My people are not ready for what is coming. They think they have years left. Therefore, they are complacent. All that is about to change in a moment. Life on planet Earth will never be the same again as I bring my long-awaited judgments upon it. Like the days of Noah, they shall be swift. There's no holding back anymore. The punishments shall come forth. Asteroids are just a small part of what is coming. Like the perfect storm, they shall come from dire things. Like in the days of Lot, I shall rescue my own. They will be lifted out of the great sorrows coming. I will put them on stable ground and they will not be shaken. Choose this day if you are going to serve me. Make your stand and resolve to do so. I wait patiently for my children to turn to me for help. Let Abba, Father, be your cry in these last days. Seek me on bended knee or prostrate yourself on the floor. Humble yourself because the proud will not enter my kingdom. Only those lowly of heart submitted to me alone. Prepare by hiding yourself under my wings. I will be your fortress and strong tower. Run to me now and let me shield you. I will be coming and you will be going home soon. Look up, for your redemption draws nigh. You are loved with an everlasting love that cannot be extinguished or diminished. This love is like a raging fire that will spread like wildfire to the hearts and souls of those who believe and trust in me. Let it consume you. What is coming are warnings to wake up people out of their stupor. It will shake the earth and all will know that I am God. That day is arriving where they all will call me Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Prepare your hearts now before me in my presence. All that has been prophesied is about to come to pass. Let me direct your footsteps in these last few moments of life here on earth. Do not fear, my children, for I am with you.